Today we come to Ezekiel chapter 27. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin with a look at the lamentation over Tyrus and because of the loss of all of her splendor and all of her wealth. And we begin in verse 1, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrus, and say unto Tyrus, O thou that art situated at the entry of the sea, which are a merchant of the people for many isles, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyrus, you have said, I am perfect in beauty. And one of the reasons that Tyre was destroyed was because of her sinful pride. That is one of the things that brought that kingdom down. And it says in verse number 4, Your borders are in the midst of the sea. Your builders have perfected your beauty. And the builders here refers to the merchants of this city that made it such a special place in the eyes of the world, very wealthy and very strong. Verse 5 reads, And they have made all your shipboards of fir trees of cinnar. They have made cedars. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for you. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made your oars. The company of the Asherites have made your benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Chittim. And we move on to verse 7. Fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was that which you spread forth to be your sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was that which covered you. I mean, they were first class all the way. They had the best of everything, and they used the best of it. They're very luxurious and very, very costly, all of their material and their buildings. It was, like I said, first class all the way. Verse 8, The inhabitants of Zidon and Arvad were your mariners, your wise men, O Tyrus, who were in you, were your pilots. In other words, Tyre, they've got their sailors. They imported their sailors from Zidon and Arvad, but Tyre furnished the officers. And so Tyre, clearly, they were superior, and they thought they were better than everyone else, and everybody else thought that they were better than everyone else too. Verse 9, The ancients of Gebel and the wise men thereof were in you, your caulkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to occupy your merchandise. Verse 10, They of Persia and of Lud and of Phut were in your army, your men of war. They hanged the shield and the helmet in you. They set forth your comeliness. Means that they guarded their riches. So they had guards that protected their wealth. They could not protect their wealth from being destroyed by God, however. Verse 11, The men of Arvad with your army were upon your walls round about. And the Gamadims were in your towers. They hanged their shields upon your walls round about. They have made your beauty perfect. And so this verse speaks of the military might of Tyre. It was strong. It was a very strong kingdom. And the only way that it could be brought down is if God would help Babylon and call Babylon to bring it down. And that's what he did as judgment against them. Verse 12. Tarshish was your merchant by reason of the multitude of all kind of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead. They traded in your fares. And Tarshish, by the way, is another name. It refers to Spain. Verse 13, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, they were your merchants. They traded the persons of men and vessels of brass in your market. They of the house of Targama traded in your fares with horses and horsemen and mule. And Targama was Armenia, I should say. Verse 15, the men of Dedan were your merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of your hand. They brought you for a present horns of ivory and ebony. And ebony is a rock-hard, heavy wood, and comes from the tropics, tropical trees. And it was very valuable. It's used to make the very best furniture. So again, you know, it's just first class all the way. 16. Syria was your merchant by reason of the multitude of the wares of your making. They occupied in your affairs with emeralds, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Judah and the land of Israel, they were your merchants. They traded in your market wheat of Minnith, and Peneg, and honey, and oil, and balm. And so we continue on that Judah did business with them as well. And that would be the people of God. So they were an important, commerce city to that entire area. 18, Damascus was your merchant in the multitude of the wares of your making, for the multitude of all riches in the wine of Hebron and white wool. Verse 19, Dan also and Javan, going to and fro, occupied your fairs. Bright iron, cassia, and calmus were in your market. And the Dan spoken of here isn't the tribe of Dan in Israel. It's a place in Arabia known for its steel used for sword blades. And so just to clarify that, verse 20, Dedan was your merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with you in lambs and rams and goats. In these were your merchants, the merchants of Sheba and Raama. They were your merchants. They occupied in your fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Haran and Kaneth and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Asher, and Chilmad were your merchants. These were your merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords, and made of cedar among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish did sing of you in your market, and you were resplendent and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. And so vessels from all over the world, all over the known world, would come to Tyre to do business. 26, your rowers have brought you into great waters. The east wind has broken you in the midst of the sea. Your riches and your fares, your merchandise, your mariners and your pilots, your caulkers, and the occupiers of your merchandise, and all your men of war who are in you, and in all your company which is in the midst of you, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of your ruin. 28. The suburbs shall shake at the sound of the cry of your pilots. And the suburbs here refers to Tyre's sister cities and the countries that depended on her for her merchandise, for her commerce. 29. And all who handle the oar, the mariners and all the pilots of the sea, shall come down from their ships. They shall stand upon the land and shall cause their voice to be heard against you, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up dust upon the heads, upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves utterly bald for you, and gird themselves with sackcloth, and they shall weep for you with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And of course, these different places would wail and grieve and mourn because riches were their god. And those riches are now lost. They're not concerned about the souls of the people in Tyrus, you know, who died and went to hell. They're sorry. They're weeping over their loss of business. Verse 32, and in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for you and lament over you, saying, what city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your waves went forth out of the seas, you filled many people. You did enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and of your merchandise. And of course they did. And that's why there's so much grieving here. Verse 34, in the time when you shall be broken by the sea, by the seas in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company in the midst of you shall fall. And that's because God made it happen. Verse 35, all the inhabitants of the isles shall be astonished at you, and their kings shall be sore afraid. They shall be troubled in their countenance. And the world leaders were shaken as a result of Tyre's destruction, because their economies would be hurt. See, this is all about materialism. And that was the problem. And that's why she fell. Verse 36, the merchants among the people shall hiss at you, shall be a terror, and never shall be any more. And that's exactly what happened with the destruction by Nebuchadnezzar. And again, really about 150 years later by Alexander the Great, he finished the job. The greatness and the glory of Tyre died, and that was it. It never came back. And so it happened. God's word came to pass just as he promised it would, just as he said it would. And it's always the case, every single time. And we'll pick it up in chapter 28 next time, which I think you will find to be a very interesting chapter in the Word of God. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.